good morning, a pew full. This is great. First off, ladies, fantastic job with the candles this morning. Thumbs up. Did well. You guys always do good too, but it's good to see somebody else get to do it. So, have you noticed I'm old and lucky? But last week, I was talking about this. I had this string stretched all the way from the back, from the very beginning of time, all the way down to the cross with Jesus, and then all the way back down here. And it's about 22 feet from there to here. And about each foot was 100 years. And I'm going to ask you a question. Now, if we think about that 100 years, in 100 years, it's not unusual to have four, maybe five generations. Like, I've got a grandbaby, and then there's me, and then there's my mom, or there's my kids, and then there's, I've left my daughter out of it. So there's four, we're lucky, we got four generations alive right this minute. And that comes pretty close to stretching to that 100 years. And I'm going to ask you the question that all of those grandmothers and all of those mothers have been asking all this time. What you going to do when you grow up? What do you want to do? Think about it for a minute. Because when I was your guys' age, what I do didn't exist. I work with computers and stuff. And none of that was a job or was something I could have picked to do. None of it. The stuff that you guys do when you get bigger for your jobs may not exist yet either. There's all kinds of new things being created, new jobs and new ways to do your job. So whatever it is, it's really hard to pick when you're sitting here. But all throughout time, the choice to try and do something that matters has been there for us. So since the jobs may not be the thing that matters, now I think there's a lot of jobs that really, really do matter. Some of these moms that are nurses and teachers and those jobs that touch people from multiple generations, those are fantastic jobs. And they really matter. And you know what? Those jobs are going to be around. So if you want to pick one of those jobs, great. But what I want you to think about is the things that you do that can matter the most are the things we do for others, the things our mothers do for us that shows us love, the things that we can do for others to pick up the tab for a meal for somebody. Reach out to a friend who needs a hug. Think about what you can do that will matter longer than just you. Talk to somebody and tell them that you know that from right here all the way to the cross and all the way to the end of time, God has loved us. God has cared for us. And it will be the truth from then until forever. Find those important things to do. Love. Care. Reach out to somebody. Let them know that you and 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 you all are amazing and are a gift. And you're loved. Try and do those things, and your little piece of string and your little piece of time will be very well lived, enjoyed, and will make it stronger all the way through. say a little prayer for a second. Good morning, God. Thank you so much for time. It gives a way to look at things and shows us that it's all connected. From the very beginning until the very end, your love is there. And that's really what you want us to notice and to care about. Help us to reach out to others and show it to them. Give us all that gift of love and caring, regardless of who, what, where, when, high, where, why, however. Let us reach out to others and show them that love that you showed to us in your Son. Amen. Great job on the candles. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to be amazed.